Hey, grandkids. Welcome to a very special edition of the Stunt Granny Audio. Why do I say it's very special? Well, for two reasons. One, the gang's all here, right, Jeremy?
Right!
And what we're going to do tonight is we are going to do the annual TNA roster game. I know everyone's been waiting with bated breath for this. And since the gang's all here, I'll introduce them one at a time. Dusty, how you doing, and are you as excited for this as the masses?
Mike Bibby be flopping. And yes, I am ready.
Excellent. And Kevin DeFranco. Kevin is here. And what are you drinking, and how excited are you for this, and is the drinking making it any better?
The drinking might make it better. I'm not sure, because I am watching TNA as we do this, too, just to add to my torture. So if I start screaming about something in the middle of my picks, it's because of what's going on the television.
And what is going on? We started this just as Impact came on the air, and Hulk Hogan was playing his crutch like an air guitar.
Yeah, with his crutches, and I don't know, they're babbling about how great they are or something. I don't get it.
By they, do you mean they?
Yeah, they. Like, they're talking about their big they thing, and whatever. It fucking sucks. It's stupid. I mean, they fucking laid an egg. Something fierce.
By they, do you mean they?
Yeah, all of they. All of they and TNA laid a giant egg at their biggest pay-per-view.
All the they and TNA laid a giant egg today.
Longfellow couldn't have said it better.
That's fantastic. Well, let me initiate everybody who hasn't heard about the TNA roster game before. We've played this, this is October 2010. So this is the third year we've done this for Stunt Granny, and I think we've done it one other year in the past for Pro Wrestling Torch. Dusty, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And what we do is we call up the TNA roster page on TNAWrestling.com, which is one of the very few times you'll ever hear us promote that fucking piece of shit website. And we go through the roster row by row, left to right. And we say, well, first of all, we look at the roster page and say, Jesus Christ, there are enough wrestlers here for 24 international promotions.
Yeah.
And realizing that they really only have 1 2-hour primetime show with which to put the spotlight on these wrestlers, no fucking way can they put all these guys on TV all at once. Kevin, do you agree with that sentiment?
What was that? I'm busy shaking my head at TNA already.
Well, let me rephrase the question. With Hulk Hogan taking up all that time in the opening segment, is there enough time to properly promote all 63 or so people they have on this roster?
Oh, not even in the least. And they don't even have – even if they used reaction better, like, I don't think they'd still be able to use most of the 63 people on this roster.
Right. So, Dusty, what are we here to do tonight, then?
Well, we're basically chopping the roster in half. We're going to – row by row, if you go to TNAWrestling.com/roster/superstar roster, you can see that they got, like, 9 rows of 7 people, and we're going to take 4 and leave 3 on each row because it's easier to do it that way. Obviously, some people are going to be cut that you'd want to keep, and some people are going to be kept that you'd like to cut. That's the nature of the beast. It's not a perfect game, but it does illustrate that they have way too many fucking people. That's the basic point of this.
Yes. Now, Dusty, do you come into this roster game with any sort of objective?
Not really. You got to play it by ear with TNA, you know? There's, you really can't go wrong with the choices you make. Any 3 people on any row should probably be cut, so.
Good fucking point. It's what my friend Nate Mers would say is addition by subtraction.
Indeed.
But he would also say 6 of 1, a baker's dozen of the other, because he's got a way to turn a phrase.
Yes, he does.
Kevin, what about you? Do you have any sort of objective as you go through and chop away at this roster?
You know, there used to be some type of hope that they could turn it around. Like, I think when we first played this game, there was some hope that TNA could turn it around if they just chopped people. But the roster has actually gotten more bloated since then. So now it's just kind of an exercise in misery at this point.
4 or 5 years ago, the thought was if you pare the roster down to the usable parts and get a good booker, you can still turn it around. But now, this is just something to do on a Thursday night. So
it really is. Well, looking at one of these rows, not to give away too much, when one of my usable guys is Jimmy Hart.
Yep.
I think that tells you a lot about the state of TNA these days.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you that as I went through this roster earlier today, and I separated out some women, some announcers, some people that I would consider legends, and some other people that fit into various categories. So I have kind of a game plan here, but the roster that I'm left with, you know, it is what it is, and a couple of people have cowboy hats.
Nice.
Jeremy, what about you? Do you have a game plan going into this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, good.
That jackass is going to join up with us probably in the next 5 or 10 minutes. He's going to ding in, and he's going to have to play catch-up.
Yeah.
Kevin and I have postulated that he's out raking leaves and picking up pine needles in his backyard. Yeah. Apparently, he has the biggest backyard in town.
It is rather large, and he has a lot of pine trees.
We'll see when he shows up after he's done with his housework. All right. Well, what I'm thinking then is let's go through this. We like to do this. How do I say what's going on Impact?
Oh, no. I just looked at the third row here. And how bad is it that Generation Me is one person?
Dusty, you said the same thing to me the other day.
Well, look down, Kevin. Look down. Look at the last row.
Oh, outstanding Team 3D.
Yeah, Siamese twin brothers.
It's totally arbitrary. The Motor City Machine Guns have been with the company for 85 years, but they're not together.
No.
The Generation Me is. Huh?
And it's not like they didn't have room. I mean, they have more roster at the bottom right.
Mm-hmm.
And they could fire Orlando Jordan. They should.
Willie Urbina's on the roster. Woo!
Yeah. They should literally plan their roster out based on how many squares they can have on their roster page.
Yeah.
And not let it run over bottom row with like two extras.
For as long as down arrows exist, Eric, they will keep hiring people.
Nice. Fantastic. Well, so here's what I'm thinking. Let's get started playing the game here. And what I'm thinking is we'll go around the horn once, and then the second time we go around the horn, I'm not explaining this right. We'll do one row around the circle. The next row we'll start with whoever was second the previous time. You know, because I have a feeling if the same person starts every time, we're just going to be in agreement a lot.
Right.
So this is going to give everybody an opportunity to explain themselves. So let's see. I think let's do Dusty, Kevin, and Eric in that order, and then Jeremy can hop in later. Dusty, go through the first row and tell us who you're cutting and why, who you're keeping and why.
Okay. Well, you said around the horn, so you're going to get Woody Page references.
All right.
Now, when I look at this row, I see it in HD. That's heavy-duty talent because there are some talented people on this line. There's also some heavy-duty coke addicts on this line. Hi, Chelsea. Hi, Angelina Love. But because I will have a drug testing of some kind, those two I can't take, and Abyss is a complete joke. So I'm taking AJ Styles, Alex Shelley, Amazing Red, and Brian Kendrick. And yes, I heard Jeremy buzz in, and you can go fuck yourself for being late, you goddamn cop goblin motherfucker.
Explain yourself now, Jeremy.
Wait, I'm hoping I heard Amazing Red. That doesn't mean we're still in the first row, does it?
Yes, we are in the first row.
How naive are you that you don't think this audio would last an hour and a half?
Right.
Yeah.
How fucking naive. This is your first show, huh?
Okay. I was kind of hoping someone was talking about Eric Bischoff already, but
not so much. Cool. Well, that explains Dusty's Row. I think the drug addicts are being cut.
cutting the drug addicts and the jokes, and that leads to Dial, Shelley, Amazing Red, and Kendrick.
I like it a lot. Kevin, go ahead.
You know what? I don't care about the whole drug thing. So I would go with Kendrick, Angelina Love, Alex Shelley, and AJ Styles. Abyss. I don't know. Whatever. Amazing Red, I guess he just, he's one of those guys to me that he just seems a little too small. He needs to, add some weight or something for me. And it just doesn't seem like he's done it at all. And
gotcha.
Chelsea, what the fuck ever. She's hot, but who cares?
Yeah, I'm about to make that same mistake with my roster. Actually, Kevin, you and I have the same row. I'm keeping AJ Styles, Alex Shelley, Angelina Love, and Brian Kendrick. Abyss, we all know how much I hate that big, fat, fucking, dumbass piece of shit.
Terrible.
Amazing Red, he's been on and off since the first pay-per-view, and I can't tell you one thing that he's ever done. He's not over with anybody, including me, so I'm going to cut him. And Chelsea, I couldn't tell you three things that she's done in this company. So I'm totally okay with Chelsea being gone. At least AJ can work. Brian Kendrick can be kind of flashy. Alex Shelley serves his purpose, and he's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
And Angelina Love is Angelina Love, coquette or not. So that's and just to foreshadow things, I'm only keeping a couple women, but I'm going to try to make them count.
Yep.
Jeremy, go ahead.
All right. I'm going to keep AJ Styles, Alex Shelley, Angelina Love, and Abyss.
Thanks for throwing the curveball in at the end. Go ahead.
You're welcome. I was going to actually choose Abyss, Angelina Love, Brian Kendrick, Shelley, and Amazing Red.
Mm-hmm.
But I figured you guys would see right through the farce that was going to come with the rest of this thing. So AJ Styles can still be salvaged. Alex Shelley is Alex Shelley. Angelina Love is still pretty good.
Yeah.
The only reason I'm choosing Abyss is it's like, okay, I choose a midget pothead, a nothing brunette, or the fat guy with a mask on. So I'm just going to go with the fat guy with a mask on because they sell sometimes.
Hey, if I want a fat guy in a mask in my company, I'll just put a mask on. So that's my philosophy.
Dusty, that reminds me, though, if you're drug testing in your company, are you going to keep Brian Kendrick?
No, it's going to be totally arbitrary. Brian Kendrick will have 48 hours notice to get out of Florida. So
nice, and 72 hours to get it out of the system.
That's right.
Speaking of which, Kevin, you got the row below that, second row. Go ahead.
Wow.
Terrible transition.
Definitely Chris Sabin, the Pope. Even though they've kind of pissed on his character lately, I like him. Wow.
Yeah, they're strange. This is not an easy row. There are a couple people that you can be on the fence with.
Yeah, those two I definitely want to go with. It would have to be a complete character redo, but I think the hotness that is Becky Bayless wins out there for me. You know, someone new kind of ish. And I suppose I'll go with Desmond Wolfe then.
So you're
I don't know,
Daphne.
I guess. Yeah, cutting her, I don't know. I guess Wolf is still salvageable in some sense of the word.
I think so. I agree. he's on my keep list. Just Mr. Myro, then quit. Chris Sabin, keeping for sure. The Pope, also keeping. I guess I haven't seen him in the last couple of weeks, but we know he's talented. Desmond Wolf, keeping, and just hope that he stays off the drugs. And Don West, I'm keeping Don West and hoping he stays on the drugs. I have a place slotted for him. He's still selling my merchandise, because he can move merch better than anybody. Cutting Daphne, because why the hell would I keep her around? Yep. And then Dusty, when we get to you, I'm gonna let you talk about Christy Hemme and Cookie, but I'm just gonna cut both of them too. I'm afraid. I know. You people who know Stunt Granny well enough realize that sounds ridiculous, but nonetheless, Jeremy, you're up, buddy.
All right, my road's pretty straightforward: Chris Sabin, the Pope, D'Angelo De Niro, Don West, and Cookie.
You're keeping Don West.
Desmond Wolf gets cut because of the foul stench that still reeks from that. Bow to My Howl or Howl My whatever. I can't get past that. And the way he's been used, he's too damaged of good. Plus, he's literally damaged goods because he can't stay healthy.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, poor Daphne. I like her, but she doesn't fit anywhere. Christy Hemme's hot, whatever. But that only goes so far. Of course, I'm going to contradict myself and say, oh, that's the only reason I'm keeping Becky Bayless.
Uh-huh.
Which, looking at the roster page, is that even her, that picture of her?
Yeah, it's just a terrible picture.
Yeah,
okay,
it looks more like Hamada.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it really does.
Yeah.
Yep. So, yeah.
No,
yeah, I mean, really
back,
not much to say on
there. Go back in your mental Becky Bayless bank, and you'll realize that that's her.
Mm-hmm.
yeah.
I'm there.
Exasperated sigh. Dusty, what about you? I want to hear this from you.
Well, I'm seeing this row in HD because I have high demand for getting into Becky Bayless's fans. I really want to impregnate her as fast as I possibly can, but I'm because I want to have as many wrestlers as possible. I got to keep Saban. And I got to keep the Pope, and I'll use the Pope properly, actually. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to impregnate Cookie, and I'm going to keep Christy Hemme and get to her next. It sucks that I have to cut Don West. I'd like to keep 5 in this row and 3 in a different row, but if these are the rules, that's what
any
I got.
Any other row?
No.
That's right. The damn rules always get in the way of Dusty impregnating women in TNA.
That's right.
I see very valid thoughts in everybody's reasoning. let's see. So where are we? Okay. I don't know. I don't really have any big objections. I can't imagine anybody else has any objections to anybody's roster so far. Let's just go ahead and move on to row 3. This is like, Jesus. If row 2 is the one where you want to keep an extra person, I can see where row 3 would be where you'd want to cut an extra person.
Yep.
So I'm very curious. Oh, and I'm
an
lucky.
Extra person?
Yeah, cut one extra from second row and keep an extra from the third row. But, no, that's not right.
No, there's nobody in this row to keep.
Yeah, there's nobody. Yeah, let me not even attempt to rephrase that because I'm a retard that can't come up with a fucking cohesive sentence. Okay, so it's my turn. So let me go through these and try to explain. Douglas Williams I keep because he's a good wrestler. Eric Bischoff I keep because my wrestling company needs an executive producer. He's going to be totally behind the scenes, definitely not on TV. Eric Young I cut because he's a big fucking waste of shit. Generation Me I cut. Because fucking look at them. Their names are Max and Jeremy Buck. And one of them wears a purple headband. And they are a combined weight of my weight. And my weight right now is only 178 pounds. And the fucking Ring Crew Express could wrestle circles around them.
Yes, they could.
Hamada I cut. I didn't even remember she was on the roster. Fuck her. Hector Guerrero I keep as my Spanish announcer.
Yep.
Because I intend to go into foreign markets. And Hernandez I keep because he'll probably be my world champion despite being fucking more damaged goods than Elizabeth in 1992.
Wow.
And plus, somebody needs to call Hector Guerrero, or Hector Guerrero's there because someone needs to call Hernandez's matches. Jeremy, go ahead.
All right.
I was going to say that.
All right. I'll keep Hernandez and, you know, and use the old line, use him properly. I'm actually going to keep Hamada just because a thick Japanese chick is pretty rare.
Okay.
I mean, that's for behind-the-scenes purposes. I mean, fuck her in-ring ability. I'll actually keep Generation Me and use them as the jobber fodder they are. You know, people want to compare them to the Hardy Brothers. You know, and that's why the one wears a purple bandana, because that's what Matt used to do. But no, you use them and allow every wrestler for a year to beat the bejesus out of these guys. They will be the Barry Horowitz or the Iron Mike Sharp of this league.
Iron Mike Sharp, okay.
And then,
the segment is still going on?
Shut up, Kevin. I have it on in the background. This has been, that's why I'm quiet, because I'm trying not to laugh on the phone.
I am going to laugh on the phone. This is fucking ridiculous.
Segment's
half an hour long.
It's like
who
a
wants to
attrition?
Watch a half an hour wrestling
yeah.
segment?
Yeah. And then my last one is actually one of the guys in the ring. I keep Eric Bischoff. I'd use him as a producer, but then also I'd put him on TV because if he could be a spokesperson, manager, you know, a mouthpiece for somebody else on the roster, like a Hernandez maybe, who's not that great on the mic. Bishop does fit that role. But, and it's very easy to justify keeping him over Doug Williams because Doug Williams has so much personality that his character is pretty much a knockoff of William Regal. So, yeah.
I mean, look at the way Douglas Williams puts his finger on his chin. You can tell that there's a million-dollar champion right there.
That's it.
That's it. All right, Dusty, I want to hear your I don't know. I want to hear your opinion on everybody, obviously, but this seems like a fun road to you.
Yeah, I'm seeing this row in HD. Hot damn, is this terrible.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, I got two more. You're going to have to sit through it. I'm keeping Eric Bischoff because I really liked his when he was the Raw general manager. I thought that was a very entertaining character. He was very eager, very desperate to please the McMahons. You know, so they, like, really showed ass, but then he was really smarmy and asshole-ish to, like, John Cena. I think I could use him in that type of a character or as a manager, which isn't very far away in this day and age as in terms of use of character. Definitely would have a role for him. Doug Williams and Hernandez, because they're legit wrestlers, I still see something in them. And then... cutting Eric Young because he's a waste of human tissue. Hamada, I wouldn't have the first clue how to use, so I'm cutting her. Generation Me wrestles as if they have no respect for the business. So I'm going to keep Hector Guerrero and use him as the heel announcer in the Don West role. He has a fraction of Eddie's charisma, so it might work.
Nice. All right. I like that. I like that. Kevin, what about you?
You know, and I'm still sitting here. I'm hearing the arguments, and to me, you keep Williams and Hernandez were the easy picks for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone in between, you can make a semi-reasonable argument. And as I sit here, yeah, I think I would actually have to keep Generation Me, even... yeah, because if one of them gets hurt, you still have another jobber, so it's all good.
Mm-hmm. I guess that constitutes four.
Unless
there's still another square. Okay, go ahead.
Yep.
Yeah, and I guess I'd go with Hamada. What the fuck?
A ringing endorsement for Hamada.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
What the fuck,
I guess
Hamada?
I'm kind of burnt out on Bischoff, you know? I just didn't want to pick him. Young is like a no, not the hell ever. And Hector, whatever, man. Like, I just look at him, it's like, I don't know. He looks too much like Eddie or something. It's just like, I know that you're a lot worse than him, so please just get out of my view.
You look at him and say, buddy, it's 2010, lose the mustache.
Yeah, I think he can lose the mustache.
He looks like Jaime Escalante from Stan Jaime. I don't even know if that's right. I just thought of name the first Mexican guy I thought of. Jesus. Jeremy, did you already do this row?
Yes.
This is so long ago. That's right. You're starting the next row, aren't you?
Yeah. Okay, sure. I can do that. Since the first segment of TNA finally ended, Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh.
People have been
going. Oh, yeah, I get this, though. Thanks a fucking lot. Jesus Christ. All right. Well, I'll keep Jeff Hardy for the 2 to 3 months I'll have him before he's put away in jail. James Storm, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to give you two more, huh? I think there... I'll finish my sentence. I think there may still be some value in Hulk Hogan, so I'm going to keep him.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody... I mean, who the fuck cares about the rest of these guys? Jay Lethal, first one from doing a Randy Savage impersonation to doing some Mama's Boy, Bitch Boy now. Okay, who cares?
You would know that from looking at the roster page, though.
Yeah.
Sure,
well,
if you look
yeah.
at it,
well, oh, yeah.
ago, you would have known who the champion was.
Good call. I just thought of that, yeah. Jeff Jarrett, Jeremy Borash, this may be the ugliest row, too, or like the most, what's the opposite of money making? I mean, not money losing, just I'm trying to think of something funny, but it didn't work, so. And then, you know, I'll keep Jesse Neal. At least he's young, and I can job him along with Generation Me. That's fine. Yeah, I'll keep Jesse Neal.
It's a roster full of jobbers.
Yeah.
What the fuck? It's a roster full of jobbers anyways. So.
You talking about how ugly they are just made me think of the Jim Cornette's promo from Bluegrass Brawl 93 where they're in Pikeville, Kentucky, and he's like, you've got to be the ugliest bunch of hillbillies I ever saw in my life. It just gives immediate heat in this community college gymnasium. It was great. And here, by the way, are all the cowboy hats I was talking about earlier.
Yep.
All right. Let's let Jeremy cool down for a minute and let Dusty explain this row to us.
All right. Well, I'm seeing this row in HD because you're going to need to go to Home Depot to get some tools to clean it up here. I am...
Ooh, stretch it.
Well, let's see. Jeremy Borash can go because fuck him. I guess we'll keep Jeff Hardy and James Storm. James Storm is a solid worker. We'll keep him. I can't stand him, but I got to keep Jay Lethal. And then, so the choice for the last one comes down to Hulk Hogan and Jeff Jarrett. Which is ironic, because before Hogan came in, Jarrett was positioning himself as the company's Hulk Hogan. Never sure. in my life have I seen a more miscast person than Jeff Jarrett, lead wrestler of a promotion. That
yes,
is absolutely ridiculous and asinine, and him and Vince Russo deserve to be hung for that alone, perpetrating that bullshit. Yep. Meanwhile... everything Hulk Hogan says entertains the fuck out of me, so I want him on my show to talk nonsense for 10 minutes a week.
Nice. I would rather have him in an opening segment for 30 minutes than Jeff Jarrett on my TV for 30 minutes.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
All right. Did we lose Kevin along the line? Jeremy, you're still here, right?
Well, I'm back.
Oh, you're back and better than ever. All right.
Yeah, no, I heard I heard Dusty picking, so I just shut up and just let things slide on by.
Gotcha. Well, Kevin, it slid to you. Who are you going to keep? Who are you going to cut?
Yeah, Jeff Hardy is the keeper, you know, so long he's not in the, you know, the clink. James.
In the sneezer.
Huh?
In the city sneezer.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, go ahead.
James Storm. Yeah, definitely Hulk Hogan. I think the other guys kind of swayed me with their arguments for him. Like, he really does kind of have some value left. No matter how much you hate him, people still do pay attention to him. I'm going all left-hand side here. I'm going to go with Jay Lethal. All
right. Once again, the cowboy hat wins.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I got to keep Hulk Hogan. Every single year that we've done this, that he's been on the page for someone, I've said I'm keeping Hulk Hogan. He has name value, he has face value, he has superstar value, and he's entertaining as shit. I love the guy. I'm a Hulkamaniac. And if he went to WWE tomorrow, he could sell out every show and every arena he was in. It's just too bad he's stuck in fucking hillbilly land. Speaking of hillbillies, definitely keeping James Storm. He's funny, he's a great wrestler, etc. And he's a drinking buddy. Jay Lethal, keeping. I know some people, Dusty, you said you don't like him. No. I like him. I can't explain it, but I do. I like Jay Lethal. Jeff Hardy ain't dying on my watch. I'm cutting his ass. He can go fill giant wooden men on his own fucking time. He can make Illuminamis and smoke mess at his own home and stay the fuck away from my company. He's just dragging me down and giving me a bad name. Jeff Jarrett's getting cut based on that hairdo alone.
Yeah.
Jeremy Borash, I am keeping. Jeremy Borash is my lead play-by-play announcer. Believe it or not, I'm going to listen to his grating voice for 2 hours every week.
Wow.
And Jesse Neal, if I thought Jeff Jarrett's haircut was bad, Jesse Neal's haircut is queerer than a three-legged duck. That guy's got to go. And that's row number four. For everybody, I think we're caught up now. So that means we start at the beginning. Dusty, we are at row five, smack in the middle of this roster page.
Okay,
Jesus Christ, I'm looking at this cast of characters, and I'm hoping that I see it in HD, as in I'm gonna take a hot dump all over these guys.
I'm seeing it in HD because I think highly derogatory thoughts about it.
Yeah.
I'm getting yelled at even though I'm doing an audio.
I was too earlier. Don't.
The dog's sitting right here. This is very embarrassing because I'm doing an audio, and this is something that was not even an issue. So.
And yeah, okay. And we're listening to this in HD, which means here's the dog.
The dog is sitting right next to you. Anyway. I don't know, man. Okay, I do know. Kevin Nash is fucking God. I'm keeping him.
Yes.
No reasons, no questions asked. I can't stand Kurt Angle, but he's the best one in the row, so I have to keep him. He can still have decent matches until he's going to get crippled, though. It's going to happen one of these years, and everybody's going to be like, oh, sad. I can't believe Kurt Angle got crippled in the ring. Well, I saw it happening 5 years ago, so fuck you. Kazarian will be my jobber guy because I don't know. I don't need any women. Lacey Von Erich is totally useless. And it looks like one leg is longer than the other leg. I don't know if that's just how she wears her boots or whatever, but she might be missing a foot.
Yeah,
just like her father.
Runs in the family.
It might be genetic, missing feet. For that reason alone,
family?
She's going to get cut.
It hobbles in the family? Okay.
Madison Rain is fucking hot when she's a heel. I see no reason in keeping Kiyoshi. Jimmy Hart. Jimmy Hart or Madison Rain? Why am I debating that? Why is that a thing?
I know. What kind of
why is that a thing? What happened to my life that that's a thing? Does Jimmy Hart have music connections?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, then we'll keep Jimmy Hart. Maybe he can bring in some big music guy or something. Maybe there's some kind of connection yet. Some kind of big name person I can bring in on my show once. Keep Jimmy Hart because he also talks total nonsense. I want him out there with Hogan every time they come out. So Hart, Kazarian, Nash, and Angle.
All right. Kevin, what do you say?
Yeah, this is a hot mess of a row. since she possibly might go to my gym, I'll have to pick Madison Rain. Then Kurt Angle can still get the job done.
Agreed.
I told you
I'd drink the entire rest of the roster.
Yep. Kazarian, even though he's another guy that's probably beyond damaged goods, like,
yep.
He is damaged, pissed on, and pooped on by an ostrich or something.
Somebody's been to the John Morrison School of Promos recently.
And I'd have to go with Kevin Nash. The guy can still talk, and that's good enough for me.
All right. Well, I've said this every year that we've done this, and he's been on a roster page. I'm with you both. I'm keeping Nash. There's no reason why to keep Kevin Nash other than he'd make a good drinking buddy. But I have him and Bischoff. I don't remember exactly how well they worked together in WCW, but those guys are my producing and booking team. And if it just so happens Kevin Nash ends up on TV once in a while to cut a promo, then so be it. Maybe he's my on-screen general manager. I don't know. But he's hilarious. He's worth keeping. He needs to come out of the ring. I'm keeping Jimmy Hart, and I'm putting him on the road to do promotions because nobody's going to put 120% toward promoting your company like Jimmy Hart.
Yep.
Kazarian's a jobber. Once a jobber, always a jobber, forever a jobber. You can't put fucking lipstick on a pig. And you can't put goddamn four fingers up on Kazarian's hand and expect anything out of him. Kiyoshi, fucking he and Hamada can both get on the same boat and go home. Lacey Von Erich and Madison Rain are a huge waste of time. They and their fake appendages can go. Jeff Hardy ain't going to die on my watch. Kurt Angle is going to die on my watch.
Yeah.
He's gonna choke on a pill and wake up, and a black chick is going to wake up underneath him. But he's going to be on my roster, damn it. It's all going to happen with a broken freaking neck, and he's going to be promoting his Angle foods that are ready to heat, eat, and go. So there you go. That's my roster. Jeremy, what about you?
I'm still laughing. I don't know why it hit me so funny, but you called Lacey Von Erich and Madison Rain a huge waste of time. I don't know why that was funny. All right.
It's like Ric Flair telling somebody to get out of sight.
Yeah. All right.
Sit down, Fatso.
I'll keep Kevin Nash. Just for the same reasons everyone else gave. I'll keep Kurt Angle, why not? Just for the fun backstage. You know, you never know who's going to have to pick him up or, you know, feed him his food.
Can I interject the other reason I wanted to keep Kurt Angle? Because his Polaroids after the shows are going to be hilarious. anytime I can see a candid photo of Kurt Angle, I'm not ready to collapse and die on a 5-year-old kid. Okay, go ahead.
All right. I guess I'll keep this is a harder one than the other ones. All right. I'm just going to keep the two chicks because they may be a waste of time, but Madison will be on TV and Lacey will be at the craft services table or just at the services. You can figure that one out. Because Kazarian, I don't understand how he has a job anyways. He's fat, and, I mean, he has some muscle, but he's just a fat guy, again, with no, like, discernible personality. Who compared him to Paul Roma before? It was perfect. That's perfect. I mean, actually, you know what? I'm going to get rid of Lacey Von Erich. I'm going to go with your idea on Jimmy Hart. I never really thought of him that way. But, yeah, the little bastard has nothing else going on. He's not allowed. Wow, that looks great on TV. He has nothing else going on. He's not allowed around anything that has to do with music, though. The things he's come up with lately have just been trash. So he doesn't get it. So Jimmy Hart, Kevin Nash, Kurt Angle, and
Miz. He gets a lifetime pass for Keep on Dancing.
There you go. Plus, even if he can't write anything good now, like Dusty said, he probably knows somebody who could.
Yep. Yep, yep.
Yeah, Madison Rain looks really good as a brunette, too, so that works.
Yeah, she's hot now. She really is.
Yeah.
Well, maybe someday TNA will update his roster page to get everybody's hair color current. Highly unlikely. All right, what are we on? Row 6 here, and I believe that means Kevin is up next.
Oh, okay, I'll get back to it.
These are some interesting pictures, by the way. Like, just all up and down the roster page, they're interesting pictures.
Yeah. Okay. Wow, okay. So, just to run through, you know, we haven't done this really most of the time. The row is Magnus, Matt Morgan, Mick Foley, Mickey James, Mike Tenay, Mr. Anderson, and Orlando Jordan. I am keeping, still my, fantasy wife, Mickey James. Wow. And, I guess I keep Mr. Anderson. Oof. I guess I keep Matt Morgan. And
real quick, what is Mr. Anderson? He looks like somebody asked him about his bad experience at Golden Corral yesterday.
No, it looks like he's shitting out his bad experience at the Golden Corral.
Is it just me, or do they not give you those dinner rolls anymore? You have to go get them yourself.
Really? Are they part of the buffet now?
How much more infinitely lazy can their wait staff be?
Yeah, the place is a fucking buffet. Roll my silverware and get me a fucking piece of bread.
Yeah.
Fucking high schooler. Kevin, do you have one more? Sorry.
Oh, okay. I guess I'd have to, I think I'm going to go with Magnus. He's another one that is damaged goods, but I think that he can be brought back from the salvage yard.
All right. Let's see. I'm up, but I'm going to give Jeremy, I'm going to give you the first guess of who I'm cutting first out of this row.
Who you're cutting first?
Yeah.
Wow, you can't do that because if he's off of wrestling, half of your post count goes down.
Oh yeah.
So it can't be Mick Foley.
No, I'm afraid it was. Damned if I do. And
wow.
I'm afraid. You're not afraid at all.
God, no. Mick Foley's ass is cut. Fuck that guy. He's a fucking dirtball. and I've seen him up close and personal. His head is twice the size of mine. Can't stand the guy. Keeping Brutus Magnus, one time I saw him do commentary, he was mildly entertaining, 10 times more so than Mick Foley has been in the last 5 years. Matt Morgan, I'm keeping, because he's Matt Morgan. He's got plenty of potential still. And he's getting to be a better actor. His promos are less ridiculous sounding. Carly, are you doing my laundry? You're crazy. okay, cutting Mick Foley.
She's even faking like she's there. Wait a minute. Wait, were you just talking to somebody in the background or pretending to talk to somebody, I should say? That's fucking hilarious.
I was really talking to a girl that I'm dating.
The motherfucker's got another Photoshop picture of this chick on his Facebook page. Whatever.
Jesus Christ. I've been accused of Photoshopping into my latest picture. Oh, it's true. Oh, okay.
I love this. The ruse he keeps up. Oh, hey, they're making jokes about the Photoshop. And the wall's not saying anything back to poor Eric.
That's funny. I pretended you were on the show earlier, too. All right, I'm cutting Mike Tenay. I'm cutting this creepy-looking fuck. I don't know how old he is, but he looks 10 times older than Jimmy Hart. Jimmy Hart is 80 years old. Keeping Mr. Anderson, because why not? Cutting Orlando Jordan, because why the fuck not? There you go. That's it. Jeremy, you're up.
All right, yeah. Obviously, Magnus is kept around. The guy apparently is only 24, 23 years old, which is ridiculous. I thought he was way older than that.
He looks older.
So he's got years of potential ahead of him. Matt Morgan, again, just seems like that same guy that it's right underneath the surface for him. Mm-hmm. And someone just has to bring it out in him, and I think it would finally justify everything Dusty says about him. Mick Foley is fucking useless unless you use him for promoting.
And all he's gonna do is talk about himself.
Yeah, no, that's part of the problem. All right, so let me go back up a little.
Destination X is coming up this weekend, isn't it? I'm a counselor online. Yeah, but you have a pay per view live in Chicago this week. I have a book coming out.
Well, I don't like anybody else in this row. I have to pick one more.
You sure do.
I guess Mike Tenay, just to have, you know, the Don West Mike Tenay announced team back. That's it. Mr. Anderson's horrible. Orlando Jordan, someone needs a fluffer backstage, apparently. I'll go with Mike tonight. I'll keep tonight.
I hate to say it, but if someone needs a fluffer backstage, by the looks of their photos, I think it's Hector Guerrero. Or Sting. I'm just going by their looks, though. Let's see. Dusty, have you done this row yet? No.
No, I sure haven't. I see great potential in Brutus Magnus and Matt Morgan. To touch on what Jeremy was saying, Morgan just needs the right booker. He was amazing in OPW. He's getting to that point now because he's very talented anyway, but imagine if Cornette was still booking him.
Yeah.
He'd be God right now. So those two I'm keeping. I'm keeping Mr. Anderson because he's a name, not particularly because I think he's any good at all as a wrestler or a human being. Mick Foley, speaking of bad human beings, Mick Foley is worse than a 7-year bottle of Mike Ditka wine. No one's going to get that, but I wanted to use it anyway.
Right.
I thought about keeping Mick Foley to torture him and humiliate him on a legitimate daily basis, but I just don't want to deal with it. So I'll keep Mickey James because I want to lick her entire body.
So. She's got to get in line, though, right?
Well, no, I'm already doing Becky, so she can wait for me.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Becky Bayless.
I was going to say, I like how you can get away with saying that out loud on the phone.
Yeah, so
just by first name alone. Like, I don't have that luxury.
Oh, yeah, no, her, you heard that she exists.
Yeah, unless, yeah.
You
exactly
actually heard her on audio a couple times now. She actually exists,
yep.
Eric.
Okay. Looks like we're going to have a very special edition of Stunt Granny audio next week,
yeah.
Too. Where I cry.
Yeah, and then that's like, hey, this is Carly.
Hey, that sounds a lot like my Jeremy voice. Oh, my God. Well, I guess I'm the asshole that's got the next row.
Yeah.
And I'm not happy about this one either. Kevin, you were right. I apologize. We didn't read through the row before we started cutting people. So
right.
Let me run through this row with as much sorrow in my voice as I can muster. Raven, Rhino, who if you thought, who was it? Hold on. If you thought, who looked like they were taking, oh, Mr. Anderson was feeling the effects of a Golden Corral. Look at Rhino.
Yeah.
Ric Flair. collecting a paycheck, Ric Flair. Rob Terry, who looks like a juiced-up Colt Cabana.
Yeah.
Rob Van Dam, who looks like somebody just fucking walked up to him on his first day and shot him with a cell phone and was like, hey, I need your picture for the website, click.
Huh?
Yeah. Robbie E., and poor Robert Roode. Oh, poor sorrowful Robert Roode stuck in this row. Okay, I'm cutting Raven. That's easy.
Yeah.
He's the great wrestling mind. He's got an IQ of N times Mark Madden, but whatever. He's still getting cut because Jesus Christ.
His IQ is equal to Mark Madden's weight.
No. Rhino, honestly, serves no fucking purpose in today's wrestling landscape. And he should probably consider cutting his hair, too. But I don't need a 5'8", 290-pound monster on my roster. Ric Flair is a legend along the same level as Hulk Hogan, and he will be booked as a legend. Whether that means he wrestles or not, I'm not entirely sure. Probably not, or at least not often. Ric Flair stays. Rob Terry, I couldn't tell you one fucking thing about this guy, including a finishing move. I think his nickname is the Freak. Gone. Rob Van Dam stays. Once again, not doing much drug testing. He and Brian Kendrick can drive the fucking mystery machine around town. Robbie E.
Hey, Scoob!
Hey, Scoob!
Yes. 248 days. Oh, I said it wrong.
Robbie E. is the jobber that Generation Me will not be in my crew, so Robbie E. stays and jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And Robert Roode, who finally has lived up to his potential, stays. Not entirely sure what I'd do with him unless I kept him teamed up with the gay cowboy James Storm. But there you go. No more Raven, no more Rhino, and certainly no more Rob Terry. Jeremy, the mic is yours.
Okay. I'll keep Rob Van Dam. You keep Robert Roode. And you book Raven and Rhino, and the loser has to die, and the winner has to die match. And that's
yeah,
the only way this works.
At least get some money out of him.
Yeah, yeah. I'd say keep Ric Flair for promotion, but, I mean, that never works.
Didn't work for ROA.
I don't... Yeah, it sure did.
It was a lottery.
I don't... Well, God... Okay. Kevin, you actually got to see that commercial for that down here, didn't you? When you were down there, that Ric Flair, like, go for the gold or whatever the damn thing is.
Oh, my God.
It was like an instant scratch-off ticket. It was great. Ric Flair's wooing at some old lady, just back and forth. It's just sad.
Oh, God.
All right, I don't know anything about this Robbie E. guy, so I'm going to keep him just based off of lack of knowledge.
You're going to learn about him the hard way, my friend. No, I don't know.
But then, I don't know who to choose. You know, I'll just go hometown title. I'll go with Rhino just because he's from Detroit. That's the only reason.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Dusty,
no,
do you know any more about Rob Echoes than the rest of us do? Because I'm lost on this guy, too. I only know him by name.
No, I have no clue anything about him. I did see the segment, though, where he debuted.
because I managed to get a legal copy of the pay-per-view and legally watched it, and he didn't impress at all. You could tell there were like spots where Becky Bayless was trying to feed him something to do, and he didn't get it. He's totally clueless. Yet another one at that point.
Great.
I do want to point out that there's four guys named Rob on this line. So TNA obviously doesn't have the WWE policy in place. I mean, you know, like there is no Garrison Rude, you know.
Right.
Like that.
Yeah, schoolboy Van Damme.
Right.
Oil can E.
Oil can Boyd is the greatest pitcher of all time. Robert Roode I'm keeping because he's really good. He's legitimately good. Rob Van Dam I'll keep. Ric Flair I'll keep because he's Ric Flair.
Even though he's trash.
What's that?
Even though he's trash.
Well, fuck. Because everybody I kept, you know? Because he's less damaged goods, I'm going to keep Rod Terry. Maybe I'll send him to Japan, because that seems like a good formula.
Okay.
If you suck and go to Japan, you either never come back or you come back actually good. So
yeah,
that'll be what I try with Rob Terry.
So like David Von Erich.
Terrible. So.
Like David Von Erich, he never came back.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Just putting it out there. or we could do Wade Keller's idea and turn him into the ultimate warrior of the company.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Exactly. Kevin, what about you? What are you going to do with the row of Robs, among others?
You know what? I'll definitely keep the Rob Van Dam variety.
Yeah.
And you know what? Maybe? I definitely have to go with Flair. Just because, yeah, he'd be useful, and he's a name. Robert Roode is another one. To me, those were the three that were the easy ones.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I've changed my mind. I was thinking of Robbie E, but you know what? With Rob Terry, if not just along the send him to Japan lines, I say tell him to get off the gas.
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe if he slims down a little bit and he doesn't quite look as freakish, maybe he gains enough mobility to not be a complete and utter klutz in the ring.
But then you know what happens. The diehard TNA fans a year later say, "Well, I heard the original Rob Terry died." Rob Terry.
That's fine, then. We'll let the original Rob Terry die, and we'll bring in a new one who's in better shape. And
okay. Very nice, very nice. All right, Jeremy, I think this next row is yours.
Oh, good. It's kind of easy, too. All right. Right off the bat, Samoa Joe. I keep him. I keep Sarita. I keep Tara. And I'll keep Stevie Richards. No real reason why, other than Shannon Moore, who I won't comment on because Dusty will blow anything I say away. SoCal Val, you know, I'll default to Dusty on that one as well. And then Sting wrestles in a T-shirt now. at least Ric Flair has the balls to, you know, show his disgusting physique all the time. He doesn't care. Even Hulk Hogan, he got a gut on him, you know.
Yeah.
He was still wrestling without a T-shirt. Tommy Dreamer is even gone to, like, kind of a singlet. So his grossly out-of-shape body is on display. But yet Sting can't bring himself to either, A, suck it up and just be a fat 45 going on 50-year-old, or get your ass into a gym and actually do something for a change. It's just embarrassing.
He's just starting to look like a dad with the sunken chest and the pot belly.
Yes. Yeah. And
my dad.
That's what my line was in that TNA thing. Was that, boy, there's a certainly seems to be a large supply of double extra large shirts. T-shirts hanging around TNA now. Fucking Sting, Tommy Dreamer, who was there? Rob Van Dam had one on. It's embarrassing. And I kept Samoa Joe because I still think he could be something for TNA. I don't think so much for WWE. I've got enough women, so that's why I chose Tara and Sarita, just to have a small women's division. They wouldn't be a featured thing, but there'd still be a title, and there'd still be something to fight over. So you got to have some decent people in there, and, Sarita fits the bill. And then, like I said, I'm defaulting to Dusty on Shannon Moore and SoCal Val.
Dusty, give us your opinions on this wonderful row.
Why do I always have to be the one who says the negative stuff? If there's a loss, it's going to be me. What the fuck, guys? I just came up with a concept for my roster, and okay. I'm keeping Sting because I will have Sting, Hulk Hogan, and Ric Flair on my roster, and they will be the team captains. Team Challenge Series. Yes.
Awesome.
So, I'm keeping Sarita because she's really hot. She's blazing hot. She might be hotter than Christy Hemme. I'm not sure. Really hot. Samoa Joe, once upon a time in a land far, far away, used to be a good wrestler. I'll keep him. Now, trying to get down to the last pick, I will not keep SoCal Val because I will drug test my women and fuck her and her coke addict fucking crack-addled ass. Shannon, what can I say about Shannon Moore? Look at him. Just look at the guy. I mean, what the fuck? I'll keep Stevie Richards because he's a loyal company guy and he's solid. He's okay. So,
yeah. Shannon Moore looks like he's primed and ready for Orlando Jordan.
Well, he does have black lipstick on.
Sicko. And Hector Guerrero looks on in approval. He's kind of like that. Who was that old man on the Partridge Family that just stood there with his arms crossed, nodding his head? Reuben Kincaid?
I don't know.
Hector Guerrero is the Reuben Kincaid to Orlando Jordan and Shannon Moore's Partridge Family. Okay, anyway, Kevin, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I was answering Jeremy on IM about the fucking bullshit that's going on TV here. Sorry, I was a little distracted.
Okay.
To me, it's Samoa Joe. And I didn't even realize this, but I think I might have the largest women's roster out of the four of us. So I'm going with Sarita and Tara. I'll help Dusty. And SoCal Val looks like a goddamn whinnying horse. Fuck her.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Thank
redheads,
you.
Almost all famous redheads are hotter than hot. And she just does a disservice to all redheaded women that are hot.
Embarrassing. Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that really, and then there's no way in hell you pick Shannon Moore. Right. So that means it's down between Sting and Stevie Richards. And fuck Sting at this point. Like he. You know, Kevin Nash, I think, can still at least get it done on the mic. Like, Sting can't get it done anywhere, so fuck him. At least Stevie Richards can job for you if you need someone to battle for something like an Intercontinental-type, like, title. you know, he can at least become a worthy adversary that loses.
Okay. Does that take care of everybody in that row for you?
Yeah.
All right, excellent.
Yeah, so it's the two women, Mojo and Stevie Richards were my final answers.
All right, cool. Well, I'm keeping Samoa Joe. I know that if he were motivated and didn't have his face painted and wasn't wielding a knife and wasn't fucking buried in the desert alongside Ric Flair, that he could probably still do it. So let's keep Samoa Joe. This must just show how out of touch I am. I couldn't tell you two things that Sarita has ever done in TNA, so I'm going to cut her. I don't really care. If I'm getting rid of fucking Jeff Hardy, the fucking world champion and most popular wrestler in fucking 2 years in professional wrestling, to go build wooden men, then fucking Shannon Moore can go hold his hammer and nails. Shannon Moore can go. SoCal Val, some women have a face that could hold an 8-day rain. She's got a face that could hold an 8-day golden shower. SoCal Val needs to go. Stevie, which leaves Stevie Richards, good guy, good jobber. He'll do what he does, whatever. Sting is going on my Legends roster along with Hulk Hogan and Ric Flair. I don't know what I would do with him exactly. He'd be like a Babe Ruth. He'd be like a special attraction. He'd wrestle maybe once a year, and I would not go back on that and bring him in for 6 months, which turns into 12 months, which turns into fucking 24 excruciating months of him sauntering around the ring in a black T-shirt. And then I also keep Tara to go along with, I think, that doesn't take care of all my women, but that Tara goes along with Mickey James and Angelina Love so far. So there you go. That's my row right there. And I believe we're back to Dusty now for the last row, if my math serves me correctly.
Yeah. So,
other than more roster, who in this fucking famed row do you like and do you not like?
Okay, I'm going to take Taz, and so Taz and Hector Guerrero are my announce team. I'm going to take Willie Urbina because he looks like he's a halfway decent-looking guy, so maybe he can be the host of the show.
Yeah.
You know, hey, welcome to wrestling show on pay-per-view. Put that down to Taz in the announce booth. That guy, you know? He can
nice.
Be that guy. I'm keeping a guy so he can do that. Think
nice.
About that, okay? And then, because it's a shortened row, I'm going to excuse myself by only taking one more person here. And I'm going to take more roster. I think more roster has a lot of potential. I think more roster has been slept on for a long time, and I'm going to give them a chance.
I think SoCal Val has been slept on for a long time.
So those are
all
my
right.
picks.
Fair enough. As there you
Virginia
go.
And more roster.
All right. Kevin, what about you?
Yeah, I've got to keep on continuing to expand my, like, half of the – and then I think that's what's the piss poor about this, is that I've kept this many women simply because they're still more valuable in TNA than most of their guys.
Yeah.
You know, it's really bad, and they're still not even promoted the right way.
Yep.
I'll go ahead and take Taylor Wilde and Velvet Sky because I cannot get away from looking at that fine ass. Taz, because he still is at least a halfway decent announcer, it's just too bad that he's stuck with fucking Mike Tenay. But I'll stick him with Willie Urbina there. And you know what? If Willie Urbina doesn't hack it as the play-by-play guy, he can become somebody's version of Alberto Del Rio's ring announcer.
Oh. Rodriguez. Yeah, all right.
And I just thought of something looking at the people I'm keeping. I could do Urbina and Hector as the Spanish announce team and Taz and Kevin Nash.
Oh my
That's
God.
My regular announce team. Oh, God, it's right. So that's what I think I'll do.
Those two would be a hoot. I would watch Impact just to listen to those two.
You going to watch the King Challenge series?
Yeah, I would watch the Team Challenge series.
Okay.
And by the end of it, Tommy Dreamer's already cooked the turkey and eaten the whole thing. All right. Well, I'm cutting Taylor Wilde because whatever. She's useless at this point anyway. She's overexposed and whatever. She hasn't done anything worthwhile in 3 years except salute. I'm keeping Taz because he's going on my Legends roster as the hardcore legend of the group.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because fuck Mick Foley. That's exactly why.
Okay.
I'm keeping Taz for that reason. He probably won't wrestle. He might be a mouthpiece, and he might be an on-air, like, you know, he might be an announcer, too. I don't know. But he's going in that legend roster just to rub it into Mick Foley.
Right.
I'm keeping Team 3D mostly because I need one guy to book my buildings and one guy to carry my T-shirts. I'm getting rid of Tommy Dreamer so they have fewer T-shirts to carry.
Well, no, I'm sorry. Bubba Ray wears a T-shirt, too. So,
oh, yeah. Whoops.
Yeah. Well, there's the fourth.
So does
brother Devon.
Yeah, that's true. They do. I should have made a blanket rule. Anyone who wrestles in a T-shirt immediately gets cut.
Well,
but I forgot about 3D. Keeping Velvet Sky, just to go along with Angelina and Mickey James and Tara, there are four women right there. That's a foundation, anyway, to build on. And I'm keeping Willie Urbina for that exact reason, to team him up with Hector Guerrero to be my international spokespeople and announce team for TNA. And I cut more roster only because there's only room for two guys on my roster to have that generic background. And Rob Van Dam was the other one, the most recent world fucking heavyweight champion. They couldn't even put the TNA logo behind his head. They were in such a rush to put his face up on the roster page, they couldn't even give him the proper background. So, out of jealousy, I'm keeping Rob Van Dam and cutting more roster.
Oh, and real quick, an update, Samoa Joe is wrestling in a T-shirt right now. I'm not making this up.
Of course he is. He weighs 592 pounds.
Oh my God.
Well, Hulk Hogan can body slam him in Detroit then.
Yeah, no, Joe has actually at least gotten a little tone in the arms here recently.
He's been pushing himself away from the Golden Corral buffet.
Yeah, at least a little bit.
All right. Jeremy, you're closing this one out, buddy.
All right. Well, I'm going to keep Taylor Wilde because she'd be the cute one of the women's division.
Mm-hmm.
So she's not allowed to have bangs. She has to have all long hair because bangs make you look like a total cunt.
Well, learned that the hard way during the OJ trial.
Well, my laptop just died, so Velvet Sky gets kept because he needs someone to keep me occupied backstage.
There you go.
Between her and the other three I've mentioned. I'll keep Willie Urbina only because I don't know who the fuck he is, and he's been on the roster page almost since the beginning. So anyone who's lasted that long, he's got to be a loyal company guy, so I'm keeping him around. I don't remember who else was in the row because my laptop just died. There was Team 3D, and there's no fucking chance they're being kept.
And Taz?
No.
Taz, Tommy Dreamer.
Well, of course
3D,
not.
3D. And more roster.
See, I was going to do the more roster. I should have known someone else was going to choose him first. So I'll skip more roster, and I'll actually keep Taz. There's a way to create some sort of either backstage or promotional pieces, either run by Don West or Don West doing sales, you know, something like that, you know, because there's no one else that has imagination with it.
Mm-hmm.
Or having... split the hour like the old Nitro did. Bring him down West for one hour, Taz for the other, but then you would have Taz doing some sort of doing switch jobs. And I don't know, I'm trying to make this up off the top of my head, so it's
going
to go
all
over the
place.
I like where
you're going. But
no, but have Taz do something with the wrestlers backstage. Like talk strategy, almost give it a sports feel, something like that. Just do something different because he's an intense individual. pretty much in everything he does. So there's got to be a way to translate that other than, you know, him going, well, you know, that used to hurt me during matches now.
Is there a real world?
There has to be a way.
Is there a real world analogy to somebody like that in the sporting world? It'd be really awesome if there was. That's a great idea.
Charles Barkley, maybe?
Okay.
He says a lot of goofy shit, but Barkley also doesn't take anyone's bullshit either. He'll call a player out on that whatever the NBA show is on TNT. He'll call a player out. And he'll go over different things.
Charles
Barkley,
actually, that's a really good observation.
Yeah.
I like
that.
Yeah. But just give him a role like that. Just something different. So.
I like it. That's an excellent note to end on, Jeremy. You really knocked that one out of the park. Well, cool. I'm excited for this. I'm excited to watch all these episodes of Impact. And apparently,
Kevin, I know why you're laughing.
Yeah, Kevin.
Oh, my God.
Help us end this show by telling us what you just saw on TNA Impact just now.
It's so fucking awesome.
Jeff Hardy is doing this horrendous emo promo that is clearly taped. And, like, somebody had to have said, oh, yeah, cut. Yeah, that was great. And it's a fucking train wreck.
Rob Van Dam interrupted Samoa Joe and Abyss. And basically, Rob Van Dam was like, we all respected you. We had a friendship. And then all of a sudden, this pre-taped video of Jeff Hardy starts. And Rob Van Dam's watching it like it's happening for real. Like it's live. It's
God.
This show has been literally, what? It's been on an hour and a half almost. I'd say 55 minutes of talking, if not more. Probably more.
Oh, I'm sure it's been more.
God.
And the Jersey Shore thing hasn't even started yet, so.
Yeah, that's going to gain a lot of viewers. Nobody that watches Jersey Shore gives a fuck about JWoww being on that show. That's going to translate into absolutely, exactly zero extra viewers.
Yeah.
God.
I'm telling you, if you, TNA, if you're listening, if you need help getting over a grandma character, a stunt grandma character, hire me for $15,000 and I will get her over you would not believe.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I would love to see
it. Yeah, the problem with that JWoww thing is, they're doing another season of Jersey Shore, so I'm sure they're following her on this.
Yeah,
probably. That's true.
If they are, it's not going to air until later on next year.
Yep.
Which means no one is going to be able to turn over to see this.
It's too late, yep.
Whatever.
Well, before we turn this into a discussion of Impact, I would like to thank everybody for putting up with us for the 23rd annual TNA roster game. We're going to keep doing this every year until this piece of shit company goes out of business or until they learn their lesson and hire us to take care of business. Let's see. Jeremy, any last words?
No, I'm just hoping that if when we do this next year that Willie Urbina is still on the roster so he can become he can become the first ever 4- or 5-time draft pick on this thing.
Nice. Kevin, what are you drinking right now, buddy?
I'm on my third Miller Lite.
Miller Lite, that's a sippy time beer that America can get with. All right.
Yep.
I'm just going to call it a night. Everybody, thanks again for listening. And Dusty, you want to wind it up for us?
I sure do. I want to wind it up and whip it out or something.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you to Kevin, Jeremy, and Eric, and for Carbonation creating burps. And thank you to Becky Bayless for other things. And thank you at home, the listener, for listening. And thank you for having me on the motherfucking program.